Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 221, 221. And we've been personalizing Psalm 91, verse 10. Verse 10b, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. And we looked at the word plague, which is blow, B-L-O-W. So neither shall any blow come near your dwelling, blow. And so if man was receiving these blows, which were making the man sick, man received these blows, which made the man a sick man. How is God going to take these blows away from the man? The only way God could take this blow was for Jesus to be your substitute. 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 S-U-B-S-T-I-T-U-T-E. Substitute. When we say substitute, it means that instead of you receiving the punishment, Jesus came to take your place and received the punishment for you so that you will not have the punishment anymore. Jesus took your place. So when somebody is a substitute, it means that there was something was supposed to be done to you. To you. And the person comes and takes your place. So when the person takes your place, the person receives the full rigors of the law. Everything. Justice must be served on the person, against the person. The person must suffer everything you ought to have suffered. And what is the essence of it all? So that you will be free. Because if the person will suffer it and you will still suffer it, then why do you let the person suffer what you ought to have suffered? So that he suffered what you should suffer. Are you getting it? I'm saying that if you are going to suffer, and I come and I say, no, I want to take your place and suffer it for you. And you allow me to take your place and suffer it. And then when I finish suffering it, then you come back and suffer what I suffered. Then why didn't you tell me that I should let you suffer what you are going to suffer, instead of making me suffer what you should have suffered? And after I've suffered it, then you come back and suffer it. It is not right. It is not right at all. Somebody had to stand in and take your blows on your behalf. Somebody had to take it, because justice, that was it. Justice had to be served. The blow was meant for you. We had opened man. It was a man. It was a man who opened the door for the blows to come on mankind. It was a man. So if somebody is coming to suffer that thing or be a substitute, that person must be a man. And that is why John 1 verse 1 says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So he who was the Word became flesh, and he came to live amongst men. So why did he come? To be your substitute. So why did he come? To be your substitute. I'm asking you, you ought to say it with your mouth. Why did he come? Why did Jesus, the Word, become flesh? To be your substitute. Why? So that he will suffer what you should have suffered. And then you will not suffer what you should suffer, because he came and suffered what you should have suffered. Are you getting it? And so it's of no use for him to finish suffering all that for you and for you to suffer it again. So in the next episode, I'll talk about the two things that Jesus suffered on your behalf, because there's more than two, but just to simplify it, so that even the little child will be able to get it. That is the idea. To just simplify it so that you can really get what I am putting across for you. So why did Jesus become a man? so that he could be your substitute. Why did Jesus, the word, become flesh? To be your substitute, so that he could what? Suffer what you should have suffered. So when he has suffered what you should have suffered, then you should not suffer what he suffered for you. If you allow him to suffer it, what you should have suffered, and then you come back to suffer what you should have suffered, is of no use. You are so blessed. Bye. Look out for the next episode. It's getting more exciting here. Bye.